views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio, Starcom Radio Networks, CRN Digital Talk, and more. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, because every week on the show, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, etc. And you can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter by searching for The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and definitely add me on my new Instagram. It's extra weird and wonderful. Just look for me at The Lucid Planet. And you can also visit our website to find out how to nominate yourself or someone for the show and how to become an advertising partner to our extensive audience across over 250 AM FM digital cable stations across 11 million homes in the US and 90 countries. Woo! I also want to give a big shout out to Starcom Radio, who is now reaching an additional 50 AM FM stations across the country. So on that note, today's show, I think, is really important right now as we look at the state of the world and the way people are feeling. All you have to do is go on social media or even turn on the TV or strike up a conversation with someone to know that there is a lot of stress out there about the future of humanity and where things are going. And today's show is all about empowerment for that collective future, specifically to remind us we have power over our health and well-being, and we have power over how we evolve as a species, whether we continue down kind of this program path of competition and strife, or we learn to embrace cooperation like the 50 trillion cells in our bodies have learned how to embrace cooperation. So it might feel like we're going insane with the news cycle, the political cycle, fake news, alternative facts, censorship, all these programmed messages designed to really divide us. But thankfully, there is a kind of new science out there, a new approach to biology, and it's called the science of epigenetics. And we're going to talk about that today. The idea that our fate is not determined by our genes, but our genes are controlled by our perceptions of the environment. So really, while this might have been once just like a spiritual idea that our beliefs create our reality, this is really crossing over into science and even psychology as well. So where I'm coming from today is maybe things are falling apart because there's a new paradigm emerging, and it's one that we can help build right now with our mind. And to talk more about this topic, really, I am so very excited to welcome Bruce Lipton, PhD, who is a cell biologist and lecturer, to the show. Now, if you haven't heard of him, he's the author of The Biology of Belief, which is like a really incredible and life-changing book for me. I know it's like in its 10th anniversary edition. He is truly kind of like the grandfather or the internationally recognized leader in this new biology. And his pioneering research on cloned stem cells really inspired this revolutionary field of epigenetics, which is the new science of how the environment and perception controls our genes. Now, he served on the faculty of University of Wisconsin School of Medicine. He performed some very groundbreaking research at Stanford University School of Medicine. He is author, like I said, not only of The Biology of Belief, but also of The Honeymoon Effect, and co-author with Steve Behrman, I hope that's the right pronunciation, of Spontaneous Evolution, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. So on that note, without further ado, let's all get some like really good vibes going today and welcome Bruce Lipton to the show. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you. I'm so old. I feel like a grandfather now because you said that. But
age is all in your mind, right?
It absolutely is. People actually, when we start to recognize this, it's going to be great joy around the world to recognize that aging is, in fact, really connected to our perceptions and beliefs and attitudes, and we can change those things. And that's the exciting part about the new biology. The old biology, which almost everybody's been programmed with, is a biology that deals with genetics. And the science that I was teaching medical students years ago when I was doing research was called genetic determinism, which is what the public is really familiar with. And genetic determinism means your life is determined or controlled by your genes. So genetic control, that's what we've heard. Oh, genes turn on, genes turn off, genes can give you a disease and all that. And it's like, that is a bunch of BS, which means belief system. And the relevance about that is that this is completely false, because if we believe in it, which we have, it means that your life is in some way predetermined, even at the moment of conception, when you receive all your genes from your mother and your father, and then they look at it and say, well, that's a blueprint for your life, and whether you're going to get cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, it's already pre-programmed. And if you understand it from that perspective, that makes us victims, because yeah. We didn't pick the DNA, as far as we know, and the DNA controls us and we don't control it. And then all of a sudden you start to realize, oh my God, these genes are going to control or ruin my life, so to speak. We bought into that. And the simple reality is this: I just love it because it's so simple. And that is, a gene is a blueprint to make a protein, and the body is built out of proteins. There's about 100,000 different ones. So it's sort of like a giant Lego kit with 100,000 different kinds of parts, and you can assemble them in different ways and make a heart cell, a muscle cell, a skin cell, a brain cell, like a recipe, mixing all these mm-hmm. proteins. So why is it relevant? Because the genes are the blueprints. And I go, yeah, but we've talked about genes controlling things, like a gene turned on and a gene turned off. And then I'll simplify this very easily. I say, go into an architect's office and she's working on a blueprint. And you lean over her shoulder and you ask her, you say, hey, is your blueprint on or is it off? And then she would look at you like, what are you, crazy? It's a blueprint. There's no on and off. I go, precisely. The genes have no actual self-control or self-actualization, that's referred to. I mean, simply, genes do not turn on and off. Genes are blueprints. Now, the question is somebody reading the blueprint or not reading the blueprint? And all of a sudden it goes, oh, it's not the blueprint that's important. It's whether you're reading the blueprint. And that all of a sudden turns out to be the new science, and it's called epigenetic control versus genetic control. And people say, well, that sounds the same. Let's just quickly make the distinguishing difference. When I say genetic control, which is what most people have heard and believe in, that means control by genes. When I say epigenetic control, this is a revolution, because epi means above. So if I say epigenetic control, I'm literally saying control above the genes. Now we know that the environment, and as you mentioned, more importantly, our perception of the environment is activating and regulating our genes. And I go, well, what's so important? I go, well, look, if genes control you, you have no control. You're a victim of your heredity. Mm-hmm. But if the environment or the perception is controlling genes, I go, well, wait a minute, you're the one that can change the environment, and you're the one that can change your perception. Mm-hmm. And once you start to recognize that, it's, wait, I'm controlling the genes. So the beautiful understanding is we're moving from a state of victimization in our belief system to a state of mastery. We control our genes. And this becomes very important, because nobody's been told in the conventional world, not in the science world, we know that, but in the public's sphere, people still think genes are turning on and off and controlling them, and not really aware of the new science that how you see the world, your beliefs, your attitudes, your emotions, those are the elements of control. And when we know that, we become empowered. Because if we know that, as I said, we can change all of those control aspects, and therefore we're not victims. And this is why it's really important. We blame diseases on genes. Let's give a simple fact. less than 1%. I guess emphasize. He's going to use the emphasis. Less than 1% of disease is connected to genetics. Over 90% of disease is lifestyle and behavior and perception, us. So basically it says, oh my God, we are creating our illnesses, and we've been blaming it on our genes and things like bacteria and viruses. We are so powerful, and yet we've been programmed to believe that we're frail and vulnerable. And when that program is realized, we become frail and vulnerable, because since perception controls our biology, if you have a perception that you're frail or you're going to get a cancer or you have some kind of disease looming, that perception is what can actually create the disease, and in most cases does.
So if someone tells you, oh, well, your father had heart disease, so you're going to have heart disease, or your mother's side of the family has alcoholism, so you're going to have alcoholism, you start to believe it's true.
Yes. And then you manifest it. And so, you know, let's clear this right up right away. Here's an interesting study. They looked at the fate of children that were adopted into families where there's a family lineage of cancer. So they find out that the adopted child will get the same family cancer at the same, potential as any of the natural siblings. But the whole point is simple. The adopted child came from totally different genetics. So the cancer wasn't in the genetics. It was in the programming of the individual as a child, the programming that is actually in our subconscious. And when we buy into a program of frailty or vulnerability or expectation of some kind of disease, if that's what you are programmed to experience, then that is exactly what you manifest. And it's like, oh my God, we're creating the world in which we live. And now you go, oh, that's a lot of new age stuff. And I go, you know, 1930, when quantum physics came into our world, quantum physicists exactly knew in 1930, I remember there's a quote from, I think it was Eddington, that basically says, we perceive of the universe as a giant machine, when in fact it's more similar to a giant thought. That quantum physicists have recognized that the world that we experience is totally connected to our consciousness. So that surprising as it is, we are creating the world collectively through our engagement of consciousness. And that is physics.
That's amazing. Bruce, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to know how we actually reprogram ourselves. So if our thoughts and our feelings and our beliefs create our world, how can we change them? So stay tuned for that here on Lucid Planet Radio. Dr. Kelly, Dr. Bruce Lipson is going to share with us more about epigenetics and how to reprogram your unconscious mind. So stick with us.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's D-A-N-A-C-A-N-N-E-T-O.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I've got a real special treat for you guys today. Dr. Bruce Lipton is here talking with us about epigenetics, how to reprogram our beliefs, thoughts, feelings to create the world we want, which I think is so incredibly important. Bruce, before we continue, I just want to make sure that everybody knows how to get in contact with you to find out more about your books, workshops, lectures, etc.
Oh, it's so simple. Thank you very much. It's brucelipton.com. And there's lots of articles and videos and audio podcasts and stuff available for the public to listen to, because this is a most important time in our history. I know we're going to talk about belief in a second. And one of the things I just wanted to bring up, because we had a little bit of a discussion before airtime, and that is, the world is kind of scary looking out there, isn't it?
Yeah. And everyone's going nuts.
But let me just say why we are exactly where we're supposed to be and why this is the most important time in the history of civilization. And that is this fact of science, fact. The world is expressing what is called the sixth mass extinction of life. Meaning five times in the history of this planet, life was thriving. The biosphere was rich and growing. And then something happened five different times. And each time from 50 to 90% of all life got wiped out. And they're called mass extinctions. The last big one was when the dinosaurs got lost. And we said, well, what happened there? And apparently a comet or asteroid hit the Earth and upended the environment, of course, which wiped out the web of life at that time, broke it up into pieces, and then it all started over again. And here we are today. And so this happened five times in the past due to things like comets or massive geological upheaval, like earthquakes, volcanoes in massive numbers have wiped out life. And today, here's the scary part. We are losing species of organisms faster than in the previous six or five mass extinctions. There's always a loss of species. Just species die out. That's not a problem. That just happens. But today, the loss of species is 1,000 times greater than the background. Meaning, there's always a loss, but today that loss is 1,000 times greater. And the important part about that is, while we're watching these species disappear, we must also recognize that we are part of this web of life. And when those species disappear, then that means we're on the verge of also disappearing. I mean, just this is not like a million years from now evolution. This is happening within your lifetime. A matter of fact, science has already recognized that by 2048, there will be no fish in the ocean. And that's a conservative estimate. It'd probably be sooner than that. And it's like, my God, to tell my grandkids, yeah, it is. Here's a picture of fish. They used to be here.
They were delicious. We ate them all and we polluted the rest.
That's exactly what the issue is. So here's the point. Science has recognized that the cause of the current mass extinction is human behavior. It's a simple fact. We are exploiting the planet to such a degree that we don't even have enough raw materials on this planet to support our current civilization. As a matter of fact, environmentalist ecologists recognize that at this moment we need two planet Earths to provide the raw materials for the current civilization. Obviously, we don't have that. Obviously, we're facing a very serious issue. And I said, well, what's relevant about that? I said, because science has recognized that culture, the way we're living, is really the responsible agent for this evolutionary upheaval, this extinction. And I go, so what? And it says, well, the only way you're going to survive is we have to profoundly change the way we're living on this planet. And I said, well, what does that mean? I said, well, you want to build a sustainable world. You cannot build it on the foundation of our culture as it is right now, because the culture is what's killing the planet. So I said, well, then what's the way out? And the answer is the foundation has to come down of the existing one, and we must build a more sustainable one. And then I look around and I go at the great Donnie J. Trump. And I go, is he my hero? And I go, well, he's sort of like an anti-hero hero for this reason. He's the guy who's bringing the system down. So when you look at around you and you go, oh, my God, this thing is falling apart. Most people are like, oh, I'm scared to death. It's falling apart.
Triggered,
and I'm going,
upset, hiding out. Yeah.
And the simple truth is you should be scared to life, because the reality is this. What is happening right now is creating the foundation, or actually leveling the system. We are destroying the system from within. And I go, that's really scary. And I go, yeah, but if you don't destroy it, it's worse. Because if we continue on the same track, that extinction, as I said, hey, 2048 was a conservative estimate. We'll run out of fish before that if we don't change. And so the reality is simply this. When you see the world falling down, you have two choices. You can look at it and go, oh, my God, I'm scared to death of what's going on. And in contrast, I prefer the other perception, that is, as it's falling down, recognizing, oh, my God, thank you. We are now creating an opportunity to build a sustainable civilization, one that we can thrive into the future with. So falling down is not bad. Falling down is necessary and great, because if it doesn't fall down, as I said, it's even worse. So please, everyone, recognize when you see it falling down, this is the opportunity for us as a collective population to come together and say, this does not work. We are all suffering from many different degrees, from ecology to finances to healthcare crises. All these things are connected to this stress. And so really, I really want people to understand that this is the positive side. When you see people standing up and starting to get together and say, this is not what we want. This is what, and all of a sudden I say, yeah, but this is the opportunity to create what you want. So please stand up and make your voice clear as to what's going on. This is not a passive evolution that we're facing, and meaning you don't sit in your living room and then open up the curtains and go, oh, voila, evolution happened. No. Evolution happens because each one of us, as a unit of consciousness and energy, is coming together to create a global change that will bring the garden back to this planet. So please, when you wake up, look at it and start to go, oh, yeah. It's falling down. This is our opportunity. Get together in your community. Start to voice what you want, because this is the creation of the new one. So I just wanted to add that, Kelly.
I think that's so great. Thank you. Well, you know, one of the things that makes it really challenging is because you've talked a lot very eloquently about this, is the programming is to create competition and fear. And so you have this political kind of, well, we're conservative and we're progressives. And there's this dichotomy. Mm-hmm. And you wrote about it in Spontaneous Evolution, the idea that life is both. And if we can embrace both elements of this, then instead of pitting against each other, we'll be able to work together.
That's it. Exactly what the whole idea is. Community is our destiny, that we see ourselves as individual humans living with a whole bunch of other individual humans like ants all over the place. But then I say, look, you could focus on the individual ant and say, oh, there's this ant. There's Johnny ant, Roger ant, Mary ant. I go, no. When you look at it, you say, there's the ant nest. That's the ant colony. So you can either focus on an individual ant, or you look at the collective nature of all the ants and see that they work together in one harmonious living system. And that's what the whole idea is, that we're going to see the future, not where we're all individual elements competing with each other, but we're all individuals, but working together in a giant community. A simple fact is this: when you look at yourself in the mirror and you see yourself as a single entity, I go, well, that's an illusion, for this simple reason. A human, by definition, is made out of 50 trillion cells. The cells are the living entity. You, but when I say Bruce, you say Kelly, that's a name given to a community. So I'm talking about 50 trillion cells.
We should be thankful. It's a miracle they can all work together, right? And we've only got 7 billion people, and we can't work together, but 50 trillion cells can, right?
Absolutely. And our destination is to follow their plan, is that we as each human is like a cell in the gathering of coming together in a giant super organism called humanity, where we recognize we're all one. Every human on this planet is part of the same humanity. So this is why the global wake up is, you can't do something in one country and not expect it to affect somebody in another country, that we're all connected together. And when we start to recognize the unity of humanity, then the aggression and the strife that we've been programmed to create will disappear. And in a place, we'll see harmony and unity and a power that will bring the earth back to the beautiful garden it was previously.
I love this idea so much, because it's such a refreshing alternative to what we're getting pumped with and what we're actually creating ourselves. I don't know if you spend a lot of time on social media, Bruce, but I do. And one thing I'm always noticing is that there's a lot of people I really like that are perpetuating this like constant fear and struggle by posting like, look how terrible this is. Like, we're so screwed. I can't believe this is happening. And I think it's just really good to take a step away and kind of, you know, if we're talking about our beliefs create our reality, then by believing how terrible it is, we're kind of going to be creating that with our vibration and frequency that we're then putting out there and magnifying it for everyone. And so that's exactly why I kind of like, I stay away from all of this. I don't post anything about it. I'm focusing on the good news and the things that I have the power to change, which really has to do with myself. And then from there, like you always talk about the old hippie adage, right? Like, you can't clean up the world till you clean up your own backyard, and all these kind of ideas. So we're going to take another break. When we come back from this next break, we're going to talk about what that means, how to clean up your own backyard, and how to kind of deal with what is the unconscious mind? How do we begin to engage with that so that we can change the programming and create a world of hope and positivity? So stay with us on Lucid Planet. I will be right back with Dr. Bruce Lipton.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Carol Dorian, here to tell you about the new and improved Spiritual Diagnostics, coming to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. starting April 25th. We will be having new amazing guests. We will have new spiritual topics for the new year. So look out for our new revamped show, Spiritual Diagnostics, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions, April 25th at 2 o'clock.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have Dr. Bruce Lipton here, who's talking with us about epigenetics, the biology of belief, and specifically the idea that you can change your beliefs to change your reality. So, Bruce, we've been talking about this, and it's really important, right? Fear being the cause of illness, and how we need to program ourselves or reprogram ourselves to not feel fear. But how do we do this? Do we need to kind of like hack our unconscious to get rid of these self-limiting beliefs and self-sabotage?
Well, the most important thing everyone should recognize is this, that the movie The Matrix is not science fiction. It's a movie that said that we've all been programmed. And the fact is, every human has been programmed. That's a requirement in our development. The first 7 years of our life, our brain is in a state of like record, of hypnosis. And you say, why would that be? And I say, because there's so many rules to live in a family, in a community. You know, I say, well, how you respond to everyone is different depending on who they are. And it's like, oh my God, there's 1,000 different rules, thousands and thousands of different rules. I say, well, how do you teach an infant thousands of rules? And I go, well, that's the beautiful part. Nature made it real simple. Nature made the first 7 years download. So an infant observes mother, father, siblings, and community, observes their behavior, records it as subconscious programs. So how a mother parents a child, the child who's being parented actually learns how to be the mother, because it just copies the mother's behavior and then plays it back. And it turns out, as I said, in epigenetics, the new science, it says the environment is what is controlling our genetics. And I go, a cell like an amoeba moving through the environment, if the environment changes, the genetic activity of the amoeba changes to accommodate what's going on in the environment. And I go, well, wait a minute. I have 50 trillion like amoebas making up a human body. And so let's, for example, say I'm a liver cell. And I say, I have to adjust my biology to what's going on in the environment. But how does a liver cell even know what's going on in the environment? The answer is simple. Between the environment and the liver cell is the nervous system. The function of the nervous system, read the environment and then send information to the cells inside how to adjust their biology to meet the demands of the environment. And I go, well, wait a minute then. So the mind is between the environment and the cells. And I go, yeah. And I say, but the cells don't really then read the real environment, do they? They read whatever the mind told them about the environment. And that's where the problem comes in, is because we live in an environment, but we interpret that environment with the mind. Is it a good environment or a bad environment? You can ask two people standing right next to each other. One will look around and go, this is great. And the other one goes, this is a scary environment. It's each one is interpreting the environment. The mind is interpretation. Now, here comes the issue. there's two parts to the mind. There's the conscious mind, which is connected to our identity, our spirituality, who we are as individuals. The conscious mind is the latest evolution of the brain, and it's creative. That's the beautiful part, why humans have so much power, that we have this creative mind that has wishes and desires, and it drives us. And I go, and what's the other mind? I go, oh, that's the basic mind, 90% of the brain that was there before consciousness evolved. It's called subconscious mind. And I said, subconscious means below conscious. So the behavior in the subconscious mind plays automatically without you even paying attention to it. So if you want to walk down the street, you don't have to say, okay, left leg move, right leg move. You just have the idea of walking. The program will carry you down the street. If you're driving the car and you're in conversation with somebody, the program in the subconscious, when you learned how to drive a car, that's a program, takes over. So here's the point. When the conscious mind is busy, the subconscious mind is the default, the autopilot. So if, you know, I'm driving the car and let's say you and I are in the car having this conversation, my conscious mind's focused on the conversation. Well, if it's focused on the conversation, then by definition, it's not really paying attention to what's on the road. I go, whatever we're not paying attention to, the subconscious will automatically just use a program and deal with it. So I drive the car without even paying attention because subconscious is in charge. So I go, here's the problem. The subconscious is the mind that was been programmed. And the beliefs in the subconscious did not come from us. They came from observing other people. So I say, so when you're operating from subconscious, by definition, you're really not operating from your wishes and desires. You're operating from the downloaded program. So if you got a bad program from your parents and it's in the subconscious, it's playing when you're not paying attention. And when it's playing and you're not paying attention, that is the biggest disconnect in the world. Because I say, I wake up in the morning with conscious mind, wishes and desires. I'm going out today to find health, happiness, a great job, a great relationship. These are my wishes. I say, okay, go out. And then when I come home, it didn't work. You know, it's like another day. It didn't work. And I go, what happened? And if I ask you what happened, you say, well, I don't know. I went out with great wishes and desires, came home and it didn't work. And I go, when you went out, and here's the science, 95% of your behavior is coming from the subconscious mind. And the reason is very simple. Outside of 5% of the day where we're paying attention, 95% of our day is in thought, thinking, processing. And I go, well, why is that relevant? If the conscious mind is in thought, it's inside. It's looking inside for a database or whatever. And I go, yeah, but if the conscious mind's busy, then who's running your life? And I go, that's the subconscious. So your life is only 5% coming from your wishes and desires, and 95% of it is the program. And you got this program from the last trimester of pregnancy through the first 7 years. Is this a new idea? No. The Jesuits for 400 years have told people about this and nobody paid attention. The Jesuits said, give me a child until it's seven and I will show you the man. People didn't understand what they were saying. They were saying, if I get the first 7 years of programming, I own your life. Why? Because 95% of your life is going to be from the program. So if I put the program in, you become the program. That's a fact. So now, those people are out there. Every one of us is out there going, I don't know what the program is, because when I was 1 year old, I was getting programmed. I can't recall what the heck the program. I was even being programmed in the womb. I have no idea what the program is. And so everybody's out there, oh, my God, my subconscious is running it and I don't know what the programs are. So let's help everybody instantly. And here's how it works.
Okay.
Now, 95% of your life is a printout of the subconscious. 95% of your life is subconscious. I go, oh, well, then here's, you want to know what your programs are? Simple. Look at your life right now. Look at your life. And those things at work that you like and come into your life, the things that you like and they come in easily because you have a program to accommodate them. In contrast, and this is one I want people to listen to, anything that you seek, but you have to work hard at it. You have to put a lot of effort into it. You sweat over it. I said, why are you working so hard to bring these things into your life, whether it's a relationship or a better job or health? Why are you struggling? And the answer is this, because 95% of your life is coming from the program, and those things that you're struggling to bring into your life represent the fact that there are programs that don't accommodate those things. And so your effort and your hard work and you're trying to make things happen is trying to overcome a program. So if you're having a relationship program, basically somewhere in your subconscious mind, there's issues that this is how a relationship works. Maybe you studied your parents, you know, and then you go, no, I don't want that relationship. And I go, yeah, but it doesn't make any difference. You already have that program of that relationship because you downloaded it in the first 7 years of your life. Mm-hmm. So the issue is this. If you look at your life and you find where you're struggling, the significance is that's an indicator of what area in your programming is not supporting you. And that right away, you're looking for health and you're struggling to get there. There's some program that is taking you away from health, something you acquired, as we talked about. Even the adopted child will get the cancer, and that's a behavioral program. That's what we now find out. Less than 10% of cancer is heredity. Over 90% of cancer is lifestyle and belief. And if that's 90% and you're the one that changes your lifestyle and your belief, then you're the one that can recover from any cancer. But if you have a belief that the doctor is correct and the doctor gave you a diagnosis of cancer, you will not question that belief. You will just accept it. I have cancer. I'm going to die of cancer. And how long? Well, the doctor said 3 months. And all of a sudden the program says, oh, 3 months, and then sets the calendar. And as 3 months approaches, the mind will assure your reality. The function of the mind, catch this, this is simple. The function of the mind is to take the program and make reality out of the program. Mm. So if you have a negative program, the function of the mind, 95% of the day, subconsciously, you will sabotage yourself without even knowing you're doing it to do what? Make that program real. And since most of the programs, psychologists will tell you 70% or more of the downloaded programs each one of us have is negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're struggling. We're all struggling. And then you say, well, I don't want this life. I say, well, you can change the program. And you go, well, how do I do it? And I say, not the way most people think. Most people think, well, I could just talk to myself a lot. I could keep telling myself, okay, Bruce, don't do this anymore. This is really bad. Don't do this. You can do better. You have a better way. And then you get frustrated and crazy. Why? Because no matter how much you're talking to yourself, nothing is changing. And here's why. There is an entity in the conscious mind. That's you. And I say, but the subconscious mind, there's nobody in there. It's a record playback device. You record behavior, and then when you push the button, you play the behavior back. So I say, we're elephants? Well, if you're talking to yourself, I say, who are you talking to? You say, I'm talking to subconscious. I go, you might as well go up to a CD player, and there's a program, a CD in there playing something, and you don't like the program. So I say, go up to the CD player and talk to it for a while and see how fast it's going to change the program. And the answer is, they'll never change the program. That's not how you do it. You have to record. And I say, oh, there's a record button. I go, yes. And the record button is very critical for us to stand.
Bruce, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to, we'll talk about the record button. Okay.
All right.
I promise.
All right.
Stick with us, guys. We're keeping you in suspense till the very end. If you want to press record and reprogram it, you're going to have to tune in a couple of minutes. We'll be right back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. 1 day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Every day is a
another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with Dr. Bruce Lipton. We're wrapping up the show on the biology of belief by talking about how to reprogram the subconscious mind. So, Bruce, before we left off, you're talking about if you really want to record, you have to press the record button.
Right. And I said, well, how do you put a program in? I said, well, how does the system learn a program in the first place? And I say, for the first 7 years, the mind was operating in a state of hypnosis, a low vibration in what we call EEG, electroencephalograph. When you put wires on your head and read your brain activity, the vibration levels are different ones. And the low vibration called theta is the record mode, and it's below consciousness. And so you have to say, well, how do I, you know, do hypnotherapy? And I say, well, you can see a hypnotherapist, but you can do it on your own. Because every night as you go to bed, the vibrations in your brain are during the day are very high vibrations called beta. That's active consciousness. When you come home, you start to relax. The vibrations go a little slower, and we get down in a calm consciousness called alpha, just calm at home before you go to bed. And just as you're nodding off to sleep, just when consciousness is just disconnecting, all of a sudden you're just dropping into the sleep moment, that moment your brain is operating on theta. That is the record mode. So very simple. You can do auto hypnosis. You could get a tape, a behavioral tape. I go to a New Age store or wherever, like Louise Hay stuff, and different topics, health, personal relationship topics, money topics, all these with really reinforcing behaviors. I say, all you have to do is put these earphones on at night. And as your consciousness disconnects, alpha is going into theta, you're just going into sleep. That moment when consciousness is disconnecting, you are in theta, and that's a record mode. So if you have earphones on and you're listening to a program as you're falling asleep, the subconscious is recording it. The conscious is sleeping at this moment. So you can just replay these programs, and that's auto-hypnosis, self-hypnosis, which you can do because every night you must go from the high vibration through theta, because right after theta is the lowest vibration, delta, which is absolute sleep. So there's a zone between as you're falling asleep, where you enter into theta for a period of time. And if the earphones are on and a program is playing, it bypasses consciousness and goes straight into the subconscious. So you can reprogram the subconscious with no effort on your part, which is even more fun. You don't have to even have a pencil or paper, nothing. You just put the earphones on and replay that every night for a few nights, and then it will reprogram. After age 7, the hypnosis phase of our downloading ends. And I said, well, how do you create behavior after age 7? I say, well, everything you did after age 7 was you repeated it and practiced it, whether it was driving the car or whether it was the times table. 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 4 is 8, whatever you remembered, or the alphabet, A, B, C, D, F, G. I say, how many times did you repeat the alphabet before you could go, you know, from A to Z without stopping? You had to go, oh my God, hundreds of times. I repeated it over and over and over. I go, ah, you want a new behavior? Then after age 7, the way you create a new behavior is to engage in a new practice and repeat it.
Repeat.
And at
what
some
do you
point,
think about the 21 days heuristic? Do you think that's valuable?
Well, that's a guide. I don't think it could take as long. You know, if something really shocks the hell out of you, one experience is enough to change your life right there at the moment. But there's a repetition period, and that's what the nature of subconscious habituation. A habit is making a repetition of a behavior. That's part of it, okay? And that is a time-consuming one because you have to repeat it and repeat it, like any practice. And then the third way, and let me give you the third way because it's critical. And on my website, I have a lot of these resources. It's called energy psychology. Mm-hmm. And basically these are opportunities to push the record button and rewrite. This is the God blessing of this whole thing, is that these modalities allow you to push the record button, download a behavior in less than 10 minutes. And it's like, it's like, what?
Just like the Matrix.
It's exactly like that. It's like almost like taking the red pill. When you use some of these exercises, it engages a character of the brain called super learning. And you go, what's super learning? I say, well, you may have seen people like in a bookstore turning a page on the book and moving their finger down. As fast as they move the finger down the page, that's as fast as they read it. So as you're standing there and they're flipping page, they're actually reading it using the super aspect of our intelligence, super learning. And I say, if you engage that process, and instead of reading a book with it, you actually put in the program that you want to have, which is really, you look at your life, as I said, and I say, oh, I have trouble with relationships. Then what you really want to do is I want to put in a program to enforce or endorse or encourage relationships. So you find something, a program that will do that. And that's the one you want to put in using these modalities. So the point about it is this.
Are these meditations or are they?
No, they're active. They're very active,
like
programs.
Mantras? Okay.
How it works. I'll give you a simple understanding.
Cool.
Before age 7, we have two hemispheres of the brain, right and left. And we assign different functions to them. So we talk about the left brain as details and parts and pieces and words and all that stuff. So it's intellectual, left brain. Right brain is like whole picture, whole vision, emotions and all that. So we have an intellectual left brain and an emotional right brain with pictures. I give an example. If you look at a brick wall with a left brain, it looks at the details. It notices every brick. And I say, if you look at the brick wall with the right brain, it doesn't see the details, just sees the whole wall. So one sees the whole picture and one sees parts. And I go, when before age 7, both hemispheres of the brain are working at exactly the same time. So every experience you have has two parts, an intellectual and an emotional component to it. After age 7, and then this period is called brain dominance period, from age 7 on, on a regular day, like right now for you and I and everybody out there, we're either in our left or our right during this moment, at this moment right now. But in a short time, it switches. So it's like a wave during the day. Sometimes you're more intellectual, and then later in the same day, you're more emotional. Then later, you're more intellectual. So it's a wave going up and down. The point about it is this. we're not in brain harmony or synchrony at that point. We're only operating predominantly from one hemisphere or the other hemisphere. And here's the secret of learning and putting a new program is you must have both hemispheres in sync, working at the same time. So there are many different kinds of exercises that your body can move through to integrate right and left hemispheres. When both hemispheres are in synchronization, hemi-sync is the name, that is the window for super learning. So many of these energy psychology processes first start with some kind of exercise to engage right and left hemispheres. And as they're engaged, and then you make the statement that you want, that is the open window, and it usually takes anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes of repeating the statement, and the subconscious mind will get it. And so it's like, my goodness, this is so necessary, because there's an old saying, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes.
And there's no more time like right now where the necessity is greater to take back our power. So instead of doing the 21 days for each different belief and the exercise and all that, how about 10 minutes, you know? And it's like, this is the perfect time. So BruceLipton.com, under resources, you'll find anywhere from 20 or 30, I forgot how many, different energy psychology modalities. They all are essentially the same. You just pick one that feels right to you, the one you like, and that's the one that'll, you know, you start with. And why is this important? Because we must recover our power. We have been programmed not to be powerful. And I said, you mean people are knowingly taking away our power? I go, absolutely. Yeah. You know, the idea that the Jesuits knew for 400 years that I could program your life, that didn't get lost as a little, oh, that's a little fact that we just ignored. They program us much better. We are being programmed much better than the Jesuits could have ever imagined, with TV and all the news and the internet and all that stuff. This is part of our programming. And if you don't understand it, then we have essentially lost power. And especially when it comes to our health. Yes. We believe we're frail, and we're not. We're very powerful.
I love that. Dr. Bruce Lipton, that's all we have time for today. But
No, we have a few more hours. Come on.
I would love to have you back on soon to continue this conversation, because this just blew my mind. I can't wait to go to BruceLipton.com and look at this energy psychology resources, because I definitely have some work to do. And don't we all? Don't we all. But thank you so much for coming on and sharing such awesome information with us, Dr. Bruce Lipton.
My dear friend Kelly, thank you so very much. Justin in back, thanks for making all this stuff work for us. And I really want to thank the public out there, because you are the people that are going to create the new world. And as Kelly said, first we have to take care of ourselves. And if I could get 1 second in here, and I don't know if there's any time. The biggest issue we have is self-love. Meaning, when we do the belief change programs and I'm involved, and we have people test for the belief, I love myself, over 80 and usually around 90% of every room, the population, 90% of the people will not test positive for I love myself, because when we grew up, we were so criticized in that developmental period. And since we run our lives from 95% from that period, if there's self-criticism in that subconscious, which there is, then 95% of the day we are criticizing ourselves and not helping ourselves. And in fact, we have no love for ourselves. And that's where the problem comes from. How can you have love with other people if you can't love yourself? And that's why you brought up, first take care of our own backyard, then we're going to take care of the world. And right now, I would want everybody to seek self-love. You have to love yourself. You've been programmed to be critical of yourself. And if you become critical of yourself, you have disempowered yourself, because you say, I'm not worthy. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, now you're not. And I go, that's just a belief.
That is one of the most important take-home messages from today's show, for sure. And we're doing all this because we want to love ourselves, and we do love ourselves, and we are worthy. So we deserve to be healthy and happy and in flow and have good relationships and a good world. And on that note, again, thank you so much, Dr. Bruce Lipton. We've got to go for today, but you can find out more on lucidplanet.com and, of course, on BruceLipton.com. Light and love, and I will talk to you all next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.